USDA reports and the markets sell off. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Friday Farm Market Review, brought to you by Keystone. Attention high schoolers, join Keystone Cooperative at their Wingate branch November 18th to learn about career opportunities after high school. Visit KeystoneCoop.com/seed for details. We'll have details on the settlements from Friday trade. First, market and report analysis, which I grabbed at the end of the Friday session from Brian Basting at Advanced Trading. Higher markets going into the USDA supply and demand update at noon Eastern Time Friday. But then we fell out of bed. Some pretty significant drops in corn, soybeans, and wheat as a result of that long-awaited WASDE update. Brian, did you see a primary push lower from something in the report?
Thanks for having me, Andy. I'd start with corn and just say that the USDA only lowered the corn yield from 186.7 in September to 186 in this November report. So the trade was looking for 184. So we definitely saw some higher than expected yield results from USDA. Still have Indiana penciled in there at a record 206 bushels, a bit higher than what it was back in September. So we're looking at some pretty stout yields, obviously record yield nationwide. The carryout of 2.154 billion bushels was above the average trade guess, 2136, and above September, 2110. So more than anything, Andy, I think we saw just liquidation here on Friday. We've seen about a 45-cent rally in December corn since mid-August. Actually, it was after the day of this August crop report that the market made a low. And now it's rallied up to about 441, 442 almost on the close yesterday, and just backed off here to close the week with the USDA report in hand. With beans, I think the carryout was actually a tad lower than the average trade guess at 290. 304 was the average trade guess. I would add a sprinkle in something, Andy, that we saw today. USDA announced they were going to release their export sales data dump, as it were, from all the way back when the shutdown occurred there on October 1st to all the way through November 12th. And they did do that. And we had about 4.5 million tons of corn sales reported in that daily flashes. These would be sales of 100,000 tons or more, I'd remind your listeners. But soybeans were only 1.3 million tons. And of that 1.3 million tons, Andy, confirmed only was about 332,000 tons to China. And there's a chunk to unknown, about 600,000 tons to unknown. But my point is that so far, we have not seen that rush of Chinese buying, at least confirmed in the daily sales numbers. Now, of course, now we'll see those daily sales numbers regularly with the USDA reopened. But that's got the market jittery. And I think that was enough also to take some profits. We'd seen January futures, Andy, rallied up to the highest level there at a little over $11.50 a bushel. That was the highest since July of 24.
Brian Basting, Market and Report Analysis. Brian at Advanced Trading is available on the phone at 309-664-2314. Settlements now from Friday. December corn, 11 and a quarter lower, 430 and a quarter. March settles at 444, down 11 and a half. Beans, January, 1124 and a half, a loss of 22 and a half cents. 1136 for the March, 20 and three quarters lower. And a sell-off in wheat with December, 527 and a quarter, down 8 and a half. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.